This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, our number two, the professor of politics in California, IA, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, folks, if you missed this in the first hour, I'm going to play it again because this is Nancy Pelosi telling you who's running the show, and it's not Joe Biden. Wait till you hear this one.
Keep government open. We have to do those imminently, more imminently even, to address the full Obama agenda of building back better with, and I love to say, building back better with Obama agenda.
What you know now, do you wish like you had a third term? And I used to say, you know what, if I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony, I'd be fine with that.
Isn't that something?
Well, it shows. Well, that goes a lot to Obama's ego as well, I think, and it's a pretty big ego. But for Nancy Pelosi, even though some will say, well, she misspoke, this kind of thing, but it really does put front and center what's going on in terms of continuing what the Obama policies were. Remember the fundamental transformation of America, but now we call it Build Back Better. You know,
yeah.
We have a new name for it, but it's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. And again, anything the Democrats accuse the Republicans of doing, they are doing themselves.
Well, sure. And again, there was an interruption called the Donald Trump presidency because I don't think that they really, I think they were taken by surprise. Hillary was supposed to continue the fundamental transformation of America.
And let's talk about the Build Back Better Act for a second. Now, when asked if he would read all 2,465 pages of the Build Back Better Act, Congressman Seth Moulton, who happens to be from Massachusetts, said, "That's why we have teams to read and digest the bills. No one here ever reads an entire bill."
Well, right. It would take, I don't know how many hundreds of hours to do such a thing, probably. But, yeah, that's what they do. That's exactly what they do.
Yeah, and then Senator Deb Fischer, who was on the committee yesterday that in the Senate got to ask questions of the group, she says that raising the debt ceiling, the Democrats can do it on their own. They don't need any Republican votes, but apparently they don't have enough Democrat votes.
Apparently they don't. You're right. And just incidentally, Captain, you know, I think what's missing in so many ways, because these bills are 2,500 pages long, the Americans across the highways and byways would have a lot more respect if they could use sort of conceptually the one sheet of paper technique. This is what we need to do. Here's how much money we need to do it. And we're not going to allow any of these things that get inserted into the bills and, you know, that nobody ever even knows about. And that's what's destroyed a lot of the trust and integrity that the American people have in their congressional and Senate representatives.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned trust, because there is a trust deficit out there when it comes to Joe Biden with what he's been caught lying about. And everybody knows it. Democrats, Republicans, Independents, everybody.
Well, right. And see, but this is when Joe Biden comes out and says the things that he says. That's not, they're gearing up to do this big lie. I think it's just Tuesday for them. And they do these kinds of things with the expectation that they have many, not everybody, but many in the media who will carry the water for it. But this has just completely gone off the rails. And even there's many in the media who realize that and are calling that out.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about COVID in the next segment, but before we get there, I want to mention this very important thing here. France came out yesterday and rejected the claim that they were abandoning Mali. They slammed the military junta and their plans to invite the Russian mercenaries in to provide their security.
Yep, yep, exactly. Well, you know, again, these different areas of the world as well are still going on, and there's still these kinds of things that happen, even though they aren't always on the front page news.
Yeah, and here comes the music. And folks, when we come back, Kyle and I are going to be talking about some things pertaining to the COVID mandate and some companies yesterday that announced some major layoffs because of people that wouldn't get shots. We're going to tell you who they are. We're going to tell you how many people initially are affected. But this is not pretty. It's going to get worse. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we're going to do it. Those 2 million people are both on the radio as well as on the satellite and the internet, so that's where the number comes from. And there's nice when it's even more than that. It all depends on what the news cycle is going on that night. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell and Company. And you can trot on over there and save yourself a bunch of money, because when it asks you for the promo code on the different products with the reduced prices, the only promo code you need to know is the word Captain. It's that simple. Go over to the website, MyPillow.com. Take advantage of all the different things that you can see that are there for sale on the home page. Use the promo code Captain. Now, if you want to go a little bit further and see what else you can get, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. That's the Radio Listener Specials page off the MyPillow.com website. It's right there on the home page. I got a logo link. You'll see it. And you click on that. Now, when you do that, you're going to find a couple of dozen items there that are dramatically reduced in price. And some people call it insanely low priced. And again, same thing. Use the promo code Captain. But if for some reason you would feel more comfortable talking to a live person on the telephone about questions or about placing your order, you can certainly do that by calling 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com. The website, promo code is always Captain. And the telephone number, if you want to call instead of the website, 800-641-5459. All you got to do is save money. And again, that promo code Captain will save you a bunch of money. So give it a try and see what they got. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I definitely am going to mention Dr. Fauci and all the nonsense that he's up to here, because there's a lot of movement and a lot of companies that are laying off a lot of people because of this vaccine mandate. And by the way, we did hear from Marty on the direct message, and Marty says that he works for Boeing. All right, the thing of it is he didn't tell me which Boeing, which area of the country. But he said that he's not getting the vaccine, and as a result, they're laying him off Friday.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, these things are happening
yes.
for me. And we even know now that United Airlines, they're going to be firing some 593 of their employees.
Yeah.
Because they're not getting the COVID-19.
What's that going to do to their service?
Well, one can only wonder. We're not exactly sure of exactly what their roles are at United Airlines, but I can't imagine taking that many people out not having some kind of effect on flight services.
They'll yes. be canceling some flights, I'm sure.
Yep.
Okay, we'll go to the telephone right now. We've got Todd in Tampa on the line, and 60 seconds with Todd starting right now.
Let's get down to business. Jenny Pazansky, sit down. I'm going to do the press briefing, okay, for the United, for the people of America. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for coming today. I know you're owned by the Chinese News Network, but and your taskmasters are all socialist Marxists who hate America. But here goes the truth of what's happening in our White House. Behind me, you have a guy who didn't win anything, who's not qualified to be president and doesn't have all his faculties and should be fired immediately, along with Kamala Harris. That's number one. Number two, you've got 440 House members, make it 438, that are no good, that are going to sell you out and sell your family out and give $3.2 trillion or $1 trillion or a dollar more than this clown that is in the White House deserves, because he doesn't know anything about business. Your gas prices are through the roof. Donald Trump said, what do you have to lose for African Americans? You have everything to lose because this guy sucks, okay? Then you have 100 senators minus Ted Cruz, and I'll stand up for Rick Scott and Rubio, who aren't selling you out. But other than that, the other 97 are selling you out. Murkowski and Collins and Romney and the fake, full, phony Republicans are selling you out, and they shouldn't give this guy a dollar, okay, because he's a disaster. You're going to borrow from China, the enemy, and pay interest on money to the enemy, and then screw the American people. That's really a good business deal. No, that sucks, and these people are not representing you, and you should be calling and making sure that they never come back to your district if they sell you and your kids and your family and your grandchildren out. That's the other thing. By the way, we have a Miley who's guilty of treason, and Austin, who sold us out and killed 13 of our soldiers, and we can't get past that. Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, this administration sucks. Your representatives suck, okay? And all they do is want to attack the American people and steal from you and your family and give it and redistribute to somebody else,
okay,
their enemies, while they're on the Chinese payroll. Don't give them a dime, and make sure that you call your governor and senator and congressperson and make sure they don't give them a dime. Stand up for our country.
Thank you.
Stand up for our country. Stand up for our Lord and Savior. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right. I should first of all give out the phone number, because he talked about calling your congressman, your senator, and all that. There's a couple different phone numbers, folks, that you should have on your speed dial. One is the House of Representatives, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. That's your congressman or woman. Just by giving him the zip code, that's who you'll get. Now, the other is the Senate, and that number is 202-225-3121, 202-225-3121. Same thing. Give him your zip code. You'll get one of your two senators. Every state has two. So, Kyle, I guess Todd didn't get the message in that one response there. He did not realize that the Senate and the $3.5 trillion is not going to get passed because of Joe Manchin, who says he's not voting for it, Kristen Sinema, who says she's not voting for it, and we understand there may be a couple of other Democrats as well that aren't going to vote for it.
Well, right, right. And, you know, this is almost a showdown of sorts, Captain, for people like Senator Manchin, for example, or Senator Sinema, but I think mostly in terms of who's articulated mostly about this, I think, is Senator Manchin. But they are not going to succumb to the constant protestations of the far left. and they want to do this bill. They don't care how much it costs. They don't care how much money has to be printed.
Yep.
And they're doing a good thing by standing up.
Now, the ex-de Blasio health commissioner, Mary Bassett, is going to replace Howard Zucker, the former Cuomo official who submitted his resignation last week amid mounting outrage over his role in the former governor's alleged cover-up of the coronavirus deaths in the nursing homes. Now, that's only part of what's going to be taking place here, because New York healthcare workers and teachers are likely now ineligible for unemployment if they get fired over the vaccine mandate. And that will probably be the case elsewhere around the country. Now, in addition, there's something else that's floating around here. And that's the fact that the J.P. Morgan Chase CEO, Jamie Dimon, revealed that the multinational investment bank is preparing for the potential catastrophic event that the United States defaults on its debt, or if this COVID thing gets any worse than what it is.
Well, right. I mean, we live in unprecedented times. There's no doubt about it. Typically, you could bet the farm that the United States is not going to allow a default, and I'm certainly hoping that that would be the case here. But the lines have been drawn so dramatically, Captain, that they're putting all their no pun intended, money on this $3.5 trillion package. But they're going to have to get practical here in a minute and say, look, we're going to have to raise the debt ceiling, we're going to have to not default, such that we continue to fight another day. But if they want to go to the mat on this, it could have dire consequences for our country.
And, of course, United Airlines, as we just mentioned, you just mentioned, they're set up to terminate some 593 workers for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine, and that's going to affect their service and more than likely affect their flight schedule.
Well, that's right. And this is going to also, I think we'll see this in small business. We'll
yep.
see small business begin to adopt policies, and using the cover of President Biden to do it.
And finally, folks, the progressive Democratic line and this bipartisan infrastructure package is poised to fail. It's poised to fail. Anybody that thinks that they're going to pass that right away, that's just not going to happen, because we've got at least two senators, Democratic senators, and maybe as many as four, and could be even a few more than that, that are voting for their political livelihood, if you would, survival, because the constituents in the states where they're from don't want this thing passed.
No, they don't. And Nancy Pelosi was asked if Biden's going to come to the Hill. She said she's going to the baseball game, but he got booed at the baseball game.
Boy, did he. Yep. Boy, did he. Way to go, Joe. Way to go, Joe. Kyle, you hang on, and folks are coming right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a busy night. A lot of things going on. And Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as Britney Spears' father is no longer her conservator, as reports say a judge has removed Jamie Spears from the pop star's conservatorship, having certified public accountant John Zabel now take over through the end of the year. Britney Spears going in today's court proceedings knowing she had a powerful backer in Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
For the court to throw out her lawyer based on a secret medical report that she couldn't access, the lawyer couldn't access, and couldn't be charged is something straight out of Kafka.
Cruz said if a cultural icon like Spears can't get justice, what does it say to the 1 million or so others in America under conservatorship? The U.S. House this evening approving a measure to suspend the nation's debt ceiling through December 2022. It now goes to the Senate, where it's expected to fail. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. Here you'll hear him Sunday nights live at 8 o'clock on many of these same stations with Armed American Radio. Website is armedamericanradio.org. Check out that website for more information. And he'll also hear his daily defense on many of these same stations, too, weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Now, this part of the program brought to you by GEICO, GEICO Insurance, and GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 22 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local GEICO office or the website, GEICO.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. The car you're driving, the truck you're driving, they'll also cover your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. And the way you really save money is to bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy along with your auto insurance policy, and you will save a bunch of money. It's just that simple. So check them out online, and from there you can go either to the agent with the phone number because they'll give you all that information. But check them out online, GEICO, GEICO.com, GEICO.com, GEICO. And all they've done for me over the years is save me a bunch of money, and when I did need to have them a couple of times, they were right there and took really good care of me. Okay, over to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We had a comment made here from Cheryl, and I'm going to read it just for this, for what I'm going to say here. Today, the program mentioned a slip from the speaker, Nancy, followed by an admission from audio of Obama admitting he wouldn't have an issue being out of view, telling someone what to say.
Now, that reflects the morals of the former president. I'm not eager to push Biden out of office, as there will be then Ms. Giggles to be the vice president. She would take over, and won't be funny when she takes over. Well, no, it won't. It probably won't. But the thing of it is Biden is hurting us more than having him in there. He's hurting us terribly. And I'm not sure that the Democrats are going to be put on notice per se, but I believe that we're going to have something happen that would be a little bit better, because they just can't keep doing this. The people in the country are really at their wits' end.
They really are, Captain, and certainly Vice President Kamala Harris. She has proven time and time again she's not ready for prime time.
Nope.
We don't know what kind of president she would make in the moment, but from what we've seen so far, how she's comported herself, the laughing thing and all this stuff, it doesn't bode well. I mean, this is a very serious thing. All, you know, what we see happening around the earth, around the world, I should say, is just overwhelming.
Yep.
She has not demonstrated she's ready for this.
And before we go to our caller who's on the line, former President Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis are in a virtual tie for the 2024 Republican nomination for the country's highest office, according to a poll commissioned by a super PAC run by Trump national security advisor turned critic John Bolton. How about that?
Yeah, that's interesting, especially with Bolton in the mix. But again, you know, we're very far out from the presidential election, you know, things can change dramatically. Stars can rise and fall. But one thing is certain, though, right now, Captain, President Trump, at the very least, conceptually, is vindicated.
Uh-huh.
By being able to say, look, everything I told you is going to happen is happening under Biden. So, again, unprecedented times. Sometimes I think we take the rule book and throw it out the window for how you predict how the presidential election cycle goes along, even at this stage in the game.
All right, let's go to the telephone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, it's Ian in Clearwater.
What's up?
One thing that they're going to, this like, they don't pay attention over here. They're just throwing a number at us. And I'm going to guess they're going to settle around $2 trillion. But the thing is, what they really don't want you to see is what's in those bills themselves. We're going to have what I call the Green Booger Brigade, where you got these snot-nosed leftists having this thousands and thousands of government employees, and this environmental thing is checking you out to see how you're using your energy and whether or not you're complying.
Are you talking about the bill, the $3.5 trillion bill, or are you talking about the vaccine?
I'm talking about the $3.5 trillion bill.
Okay, that's not going to pass this time around anyway.
Well, I'm not so sure, but the thing is that there's so much in there that whether or not they're going to carve that part of it out or not is anybody's guess. They have a structure in there. They have critical race theory is like nothing compared to the bureaucracy they're going to
have.
Well,
they're talking about putting a bill out with about $2.2 trillion, trying to get that out there to get it voted out and see if that would go through because it would be a lower. But they will still have the other amount of money that will come at a later time. Don't know that that's going to happen, but Manchin and Sinema are both saying that they're just not going to vote for it, period.
But that's looking at the dollar amount, they're not looking at the actual verbiage that's in there. And that's the scary
part. Well, who can? You got 2,465 pages. You going to read it? Are you going to read it?
No, I put myself through the health care thing, and that's...
I'm not. I'm not going to read it. I mean, it's just that simple. That's why they have other people to do it, that make a living at doing that. But, you know, and I'll just take the information that I get, because who's got time to read something like that? You know, Denise will tell me when she comes on that, well, you know, I've taken a look at it and I've this. Well, that's her. I don't have time to do it. I do not have time to do it.
But does our side have the whole information? Yeah, they got teams. There isn't enough teams to actually do it, the amount of time they have to pass it with.
Yeah.
Like Obamacare, the final bill is like Christmas, the day before, something like that. They
split
it in with all the changes they made.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to put a stop to that.
Okay. Well, let me go because I'm going to talk about some COVID stuff here. But thanks for the call.
Sounds good.
All right. Okay. Take care. All right. Kyle, you want to venture anything in there?
Well, yeah, I think that, again, all these different things get inserted into these bills. That's why they grow to 2,500 pages. It's not just, this is what we need to do, here's what we need to accomplish it. It's, well, if you want to fix some roads and bridges, I'm going to need something for my district and this kind of thing. And, yes, I know they're supposed to try to get stuff for their district. But especially when it comes to what we're seeing right now. There's stuff in this bill, Captain, that we're not even going to know about until it hits us in the face. And then we'll say, how did that get in there? And it'll be, well, it got put in at the last minute. But it will be detrimental to actually accomplishing the real goals we have to do.
Well, real quick, before we jump to something different here, little Dr. Fauci says that the boosters are certainly needed, but we don't need them all tomorrow.
Well, that's right. Again, because right now it's age tested in the sense that depending on the person's age. But again,
and they're telling you not to mix the vaccines. If you've had Pfizer shots originally, do not mix it with don't go Moderna and J&J and then go to this booster. That's saying don't do it.
You know, it's interesting. I got a text from my healthcare provider saying essentially that. It said, you've had the Moderna, so do not go and schedule an appointment to get a Pfizer booster.
Yeah.
So
and then
you are putting that out there.
And then the Pfizer booster vaccine the Pfizer vaccine for kids may not be available until November or even December or even January.
Right. Again, yeah. I think you're going to find that parents, by and large, are happy to have the waiting period there for.
Now, here's what we're going to close this on. Dog the Bony Hunter is in the mix looking for this cat, Brian Laundry, right?
Yes.
He's saying that he's hot on the trail and that he's got a lead and he's getting close or something like that. I don't know if he does or doesn't. They did find something yesterday near the campground that they said was something of notice. I believe it was a soda can or something like that.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and they were trying to see if they could date it as to how far, you know, how long it had been since it had been left behind and all that sort of stuff. But they think, Dog thinks he's still in the area. I'm not so sure of that.
No, we don't know where he went, but whatever's happened, he has now eluded all these law enforcement. How do you make that happen?
And the phone that he bought, that they went and bought a phone, was done with an older woman. Now, we don't know who the older woman was. It wasn't his mother. It was an older woman.
Right. So somebody's aiding and abetting at the very least.
Obviously.
Yeah.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right up here on the Radidio. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we got more to talk about here. In the meantime, Ron Edwards is going to take us to break. So, Mr. Ron, it's your turn.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna and Don, up there in Carrollton, Georgia way. All right, this here is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Got to get on in there. Become a member of the Drivers Club if you're not already. Make sure you get yourself that free hot cup of coffee. And, oh, by the way, don't forget, largest truck stop chain in the country, Pilot Flying J. Stop by, find out how good you can be treated out there on the highways and byways. All right, here we go. A little something to get your toes tapping.
Look at me, I'm coming.
Al tells me he knows all the words to this song. Do you?
I do.
All right. Is it time for you to make your singing debut?
Well, I don't know. I don't know, but that is Elton, and that is from 1983, from the album Too Low for Zero. And that was a super big hit, obviously, for Elton John. And talk about still standing, Captain. Elton John just played his last concert before going in. He's going to have hip replacement surgery, and then he's going to be back on the road. So he's been through a lot, so hopefully he'll come through that just fine.
Well, that song goes out to Sue the Dispatcher. That's your favorite song.
Very cool.
Yep. Okay, there you go. There you go. And I'm glad you told me about that because I never would have thought. All right, take it away with the weather.
All right, folks, out west tonight we have a pretty quiet map, so that is a good thing if you're traveling across the highways and byways. But don't forget, up on Interstate 15, I believe, for Idaho Falls, you've got freeze warning in that area, Pocatello, Idaho, as well. This is going to stretch all the way down towards Twin Falls, Idaho, so you've got a freeze warning there. Another freeze warning, this is going to be a little bit north of Las Vegas, up near Tonopah, as well. Fire weather warning, though, up west of Sacramento. So if you're heading up 5 Freeway or heading up the 101, you definitely want to be aware of that. Over in Phoenix, though, we've got a severe thunderstorm warning that's popped up on the map. This is going to be southeast of Phoenix in the area of Florence there. And then down near San Luis and Sells, you've got a flood advisory going on there tonight south of Phoenix, Arizona.
Wow. Okay, let's go up into the middle of Nebraska. So we've got a little area of rain there, central Nebraska. Might be some flash flooding going on there by the looks of it. Don't know for sure, but we've definitely got some rain and some flash flooding going on. About 50 miles in to Kansas from Colorado, and then a 50-mile straight line shot down out of Nebraska. So that's what's going on there. Might have some inclement weather coming today for parts of Texas. Also over in Arkansas, northeastern corner of Arkansas, got a little area over there. We got a little bit of a flood warning because of rain that they've had during the day. Northeastern Kentucky and southwestern West Virginia, you're going to get some weather during the course of the day, probably. And the eastern part of Tennessee, the northern part of Georgia, might see a little rain shower activity. And we got a little bit of fog up there in the Green Bay area and the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area. Again, keep in mind, folks, that it is still hurricane season, and we do have one major hurricane that's out there, Hurricane Sam, 145-mile-an-hour winds right now, and it's going to brush Bermuda, probably with tropical force winds. The hurricane, thank God, won't be close enough to it because this is something that the winds will destroy anything in its path, right, Kyle?
That's right. Yeah,
yeah, along with the surge, there's going to be a tidal surge and rough currents and all that. There might be some areas of the East Coast that get a little bit of the water, but that's about it. And then we've got Victor, which currently is a tropical storm, but it's predicted to be a hurricane, Cat 1 hurricane, might go Cat 2, which is going to stay out in the Atlantic. Sam is going to stay out in the Atlantic. The only question is if one's going to catch the other and become one big, gigantic superstorm, which has happened once in a while before.
That's right. Yeah, you never know, so we'll keep our eye on it.
Yeah. So, remind us again, Kyle, about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, don't forget, folks, here we are, September 30th. As a member, September was the Driver Appreciation Month for the Pilot and Flying J, so be sure to stop on in, join the Drivers Club, download the app, go to pilotflyingj.com. You'll get special rewards. You'll get offers on other things, great gear offers, but be sure to join that Drivers Club. And when you go to pilotflyingj.com, check out their locations function there.
Yep.
You can find out where the nearest Pilot or Flying J is, and yep, you can plan your trip accordingly.
Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out there in California. We appreciate him, and we will jump right over right now and go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That website for her, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the articles that she writes over there, and you might get an article, too, from February the 13th, 2020. I just got one yesterday. Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what's going on with that, but it's like the third or fourth one I've gotten, but it is what it is. Okay, let's see. How about if we use the expression now, build back never, because Joe Biden isn't going to get what he wants, looks like.
And rightly so. You know, this $3.5 trillion is, it's packed with stuff that has nothing to do with infrastructure. It's all new entitlements, and it's lobby payoffs. So it looks like Joe Manchin is going to stand stern on this one, and rightly so. And it appears that Kyrsten Sinema, I think,
yep,
is doing the same thing.
Yep.
I think there could be a couple of other Democrats.
Correct. We don't know who they are. Nobody's mentioning who they are.
Well, you know, they have to wait for the polls, you know, to see how things necessarily are. But, you know, they're watching some of these other elections going on.
Yep.
In a very big way, least of which is the governor's race in Virginia. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that Republican has come from a long way down to pulling almost even.
Well, there's such an arrogance about Terry McAuliffe, and
it has been
for a long time.
Yep.
I think it's important to understand his connective tissue to all things Clinton and how he's been a powerful force and not in a good way for a very long time.
Well, he was in New York State for a while, and he got himself in quite a bit of trouble in New York State, and then suddenly he up and moved, and nobody really knew what the story was, but nothing criminally or legally ever happened to him in New York. He just had to leave under the shame of embarrassment because of some of the crap that he had pulled. So I'll just leave it there. All right, here comes the music. That means Denise and I will be back after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll across the overnight radio airwaves. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.